around the globe, it's time for your RM World Travel Connection with Robert and Mary Carey and Rudy Maxa on the SSI Radio Network.
Let's buckle up as the show begins. Rome, will I take you around this great big world?
Connect with the show anytime at rmworldtravel.com or on social media at RM World Travel. And now, welcome to America's number one travel radio show.
All right, here we go with hour two. Welcome back to America's number one travel radio show, everyone. It is just past 11 a.m. Eastern time. It is Saturday, June 29th, 2024, and we are happy to have all of you aboard with us. As we mentioned to begin hour one 60 minutes ago, yes, today Mary and I were scheduled to be broadcasting live at this very moment from the all-new Omni PGA Frisco Resort. We flew down to Dallas after last week's live show and kicked off the big Let's Go America Tour Frisco, Texas on Monday. Many of you know that from our social media channels and our Monday through Friday daily travel commentaries. But as can sometimes happen in life, there were several significant things that happened with show guests from the PGA and Omni. And since all of you know that the big Let's Go America Tour events and live remotes are the most prestigious and highest profile activities that we do with the show, it's important to Mary and me that we always deliver the best show possible to all of you out there, as well as for our network affiliates and our sponsors. So we punted, we returned to New York in our studio for this show, and we have plans to return to Frisco in December.
Yes, and with all that said, as they say, the show must go on. And although there is no Frisco today, we absolutely enjoyed our experiences there this week, and we're looking forward to sharing them and a lot more later this year as we reboot the big Let's Go America Tour Frisco, Texas. But right now, we are headed to the Patriot Mobile Show Hotline, is waiting to join us from the Washington, D.C. area, where we're heard on AM 570, AM 1250, FM 105.1, HD3 WRC Radio, is show friend Richard Abalafia. He's one of America's leading aviation analysts, and he's the managing director at Aerodynamic Advisory. Let's bring him in.
Richard, thanks for jumping aboard America's number one travel radio show again with us today.
Oh, it's absolutely great to be back. Thank you.
Well, you are very welcome. So, you know, listen, you know our longstanding passion for Boeing. The past few years have certainly been troubling ones, to say the least. Now the company is facing serious issues well beyond the 737 MAX or the 787 that we've talked about, as we have two astronauts stuck in space at the space station, unable to return to Earth aboard their Boeing Starliner spacecraft. Boeing knew there was a helium leak before the takeoff, but because of all the delays that had happened previously, maybe feeling pressure from SpaceX or whomever, they bet things would be okay. They were wrong. Four additional helium leaks developed after takeoff, you know, proving that betting for a win at Boeing these days just doesn't happen. So thoughts on the latest serious miscalculations by Boeing and the repercussions it's going to have on the company?
Yeah, I mean, this, of course, is just a huge black eye, especially if the astronauts have to be brought back to Earth by SpaceX, who, as you say, the whole point was to compete with SpaceX. So it's an enormous black eye. But it speaks to the kind of problems that the company has been experiencing in recent years. Most of them revolve around the disconnect between the senior management team and the very skilled and capable people who actually work on their products, whether on the design or manufacture side. So until they get new management, which is, you know, hopefully going to happen this year, you really can't take anything they say or promise with any degree of credibility. That's the sad reality. But the good news, again, is that change is in the offing.
And we hope the astronauts get home safely.
Yes. Yeah. So before we get into some of the commercial airline matters, Richard, I want to go the defense route with you a bit. Defense News, which is the trade magazine for the defense industry, for our listeners who may not know, they rank you as one of the 100 most influential aerospace defense consultants in the world. We love seeing that. So with that said, I'd like your state of the industry as it applies to the unstable global situation we find ourselves in now with the Russian war in Ukraine, Israel's war to end Hamas. We have concerns about China and a possible Taiwan conflict. There's always North Korea and Iran lurking as well in the background. Talk about the impact this has in countries globally as they look to add to their own defense, how it affects the industry, and even with tight economic conditions, how it, you know, it looks like it's forcing greater defense spending regardless of that.
You know, you've got this tremendous upsurge in demand both in the U.S. and pretty much all major export markets for obvious reasons, all in the headlines, whether it's the rise of China as a potential peer adversary or, of course, the horrors going on in Russia's Ukraine war. Everyone wants to bulk up. And there's been this tremendous put off, I guess you could say, deferral delay of recapitalization of defense equipment around the world. People were saying, well, why not keep your fighter jet 40 years? You know, and then all of a sudden, not only do they want more, but they want to replace the stuff that's been worn out. And stuff is being used at a much faster than expected pace because of that war. So all of this means that supply chains are really pinched, and you've got this industry that was sized for a post-Cold War world trying to scale back up again. At the same time, you have a lot of countries that not only want defense equipment and want it as quickly as they can get it, but they also want to create their own industries to compete out there and just to have for national self-sufficiency. And that, too, creates strains on our ability to build defense products and, indeed, just to build up the industries themselves.
There's no question about that. I'm going to go in again different direction with you, because as Mary and I are traveling, it seems that I'm noticing, and I'm probably looking for it, that's probably why, you know, more airplanes sitting around the outskirts of airports these days. Now, I'm guessing it has to do with some of the Airbus A320s waiting for engine repairs to their Pratt & Whitney turbofan engines. And, folks, that's because of the contaminated metal powder that was involved in making them that is leading to corrosion issues. So, you know, Rich, I think there were nearly 700 planes that were expected to be impacted by this issue. JetBlue and Spirit flies a lot of them. You know, have you heard how the repairs are progressing and, you know, how disruptive it's been so far to the airline operations?
Oh, tremendously disruptive. You're exactly right to say that is the biggest single cause of grounded jets, overwhelmingly. And it's a significant double-digit chunk of the fleet. And because of, well, the same constraints in the maintenance, repair, and overhaul shops that you've got in the new build side of the industry, it's taking a lot longer than expected. Matter of fact, the entire MRO industry, the entire sustainment industry, is really pinched for capacity. So you've got long waits for shop visits, and that, of course, affects their ability to get geared turbofan engines from Pratt & Whitney back in the air. It's going to take a few more years before things equalize, I'm afraid, and therefore the capacity that we would like to have just isn't there.
Yeah, it just seems to me, again, as Mary and I were going around, I keep pointing out to him, look at the jets over
Richard,
here.
And Richard, Airbus announced more parts shortages too, including interior cabin shortages this week, correct?
Yeah, that's right. The original ambition was to deliver 800 jets this year. That's been pulled back to 770. You know, hopefully that'll hold. And their ambition of getting to 75 jets per month by 26 has been moved to 27. Can't guarantee that either, you know, and whether it's the castings and forgings or seats or wherever, you know, labs and whatever else, the shoe is pinched everywhere.
Well, it is. And I'm going to build on that with you. You know, I'm looking at our clock and we're going to come up on a hard break in a little bit. So first thing I'm going to ask you, Richard, you have a little bit of time that we can hold you over for another segment?
I'd be thrilled.
All right.
Absolutely.
Well, that's helpful because we have a number of things we wanted to get to. So we definitely appreciate that and we will get to. But one of the things I definitely am going to talk about when we get into it is just the lack of manufacturing and alternatives and so forth when it comes to air manufacturers or planes and so forth. Yeah. So, yeah. All right. Well, folks, listen, that music tells us we need to pause for a quick sponsors break. Our conversation on the aviation sector of travel will continue with Richard Abulafia. He's going to stick around with us, which we appreciate that very much. If you've had an issue with an Airbus A320 plane or a flight that you've had planned that's been canceled or you've been rebooked on another flight, that's probably because it's been grounded. We'd like you to share that with us. Just go to rmworldtravel.com/contact. The G block is straight ahead. It all begins in 180 seconds. Don't go anywhere, folks. We're coming right back.
As we take a brief sponsors break, now's a good time to check us out on Facebook, Instagram, X, or LinkedIn at RM World Travel. We're coming right back.
When it comes to protecting your loved ones, you need a home security system you can trust. SimpliSafe Home Security, found at simplisafe.com/carry, combines cutting-edge technology with a customer-first approach for award-winning protection. They earn your trust every day by keeping you safe and satisfied, but never locked into a contract. Head to simplisafe.com/carry and save 20% on your new system today. That's simplisafe.com/carry, or you can find a link, as always, at rmworldtravel.com by looking under sponsors. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
You know, we are such big believers in the importance of travel insurance, especially in today's world. It's affordable and protects in so many ways. There are some things in life you shouldn't do without, and traveling with travel insurance is one of them. If you're planning a trip, do it with coverage from TravelGuard.com/carry. Besides flight or trip cancellations, you'll be covered for delays or interruptions, medical expenses and evacuation, lost luggage, and more. Wherever your next trip takes you, get the coverage you should have at TravelGuard.com/carry, or find a direct link, as always, at rmworldtravel.com. Just look under sponsors.
Debt. It keeps you tossing and turning at night. You can't get away from it. Insanely high interest credit cards and loans make it nearly impossible to pay off your debt. Well, there's a new way out of the debt trap. Zero Debt USA, which can be found at zapmydebt.com. They can cut or even eliminate interest. They can find programs to write off your balances. They find every solution possible to end your debt. So before you do anything, contact the team there and talk to them for free. Find out how fast they can help you get out of debt. Visit zapmydebt.com or find a link at armworldtravel.com.
You may have heard us talk about Raycon before, but there's no better time to check them out at buyraycon.com/carry because they just launched their upgraded model of the best-selling everyday earbuds. You get the features you know and love, like optimized gel tips for a custom fit, three customizable sound styles, and active noise cancellation, ergonomic design, and multi-point connectivity, which lets you pair with two devices at once. Get 15% off, that's 15% off, plus free shipping at buyraycon.com/carry or find a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
RMWorldTravel.com is your place for show archives, travel news, sponsor links, and so much more. You can also connect with Robert and Mary and the RM World Travel Show team. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
All right, as we continue with Richard Abulafia, thanks for sticking with us through that break, everyone. This segment of the show is sponsored by Seabourn.
Discover the Seabourn difference yourself on one of their luxury voyages and expeditions. This all-inclusive premier ocean cruising is at its best.
Yes, it certainly is. It's our favorite way to travel, folks. Seabourn can take you to all seven continents on aboard an array of curated voyages that are out there. And once you travel with them, well, they'll be your favorite too, I promise. Go check out Seabourn.com. You'll find all the show specials waiting for you, or find a link at rmworldtravel.com. Look under sponsors. All right. So, Richard, thanks for staying with us through that quick break. We're going to get right back to it. Mary, you want to lead
Richard,
us off?
Yes, Richard. Thank you. So, every 2 years, the famous Farnborough Air Show takes place in England. It's coming up July 22nd through the 26th, just before the start of the Paris Olympic Games across the English Channel. Richard, our team mentioned you're taking your family this year and you're rushing your passports. Did you get that worked out before we get into the show?
So far, so good, but okay. You never know till you get it back.
That's right. All right. Fingers are crossed for you that it's expedited, truly. So talk a little about this famous industry air show, why you enjoy attending, and anything that you're anticipating from this year's gathering.
Well, it's all about the people, isn't it? You know, just after 35 years in the industry, you know, just running into old friends again from all over the world, walking down Chalet Row and getting into the business of building aircraft. Can't beat it. There's no doubt there's also, you know, just a happier air show when times are happy. And from a demand standpoint, if not from a supply standpoint, demand standpoint's excellent. Matter of fact, you sort of pause for a moment in the middle of orders rolling in, as I'm sure they will be, and say, wait a minute, we got 13,000 jets on backlog, having a devil of a time delivering. Do we really need another 1,000?
Right.
But nevertheless, it's an expression of confidence in the future of the travel business.
Well, that's right. And listen, we know that the Wall Street, they like to see those orders rolling in, so that's important too.
That's right.
You know, let's go this direction with you because, you know, something we talk about on the show with other guests, and it's something we hear from, you know, our show fans out there. It's why we aren't seeing new technology, new designs in aircraft. So after last week's show, as Mary and I, you know, we headed down to Dallas, our driver was taking us down there, Larry. He's a super passionate guy about aircraft and aviation. We had a good conversation with him and tried to answer some of his questions. So like me, one of his favorite planes, it's the Boeing 757. But that plane was designed in the 1970s. It took flight in the early 80s. It ended production 20 years ago in 2004. There's been no replacement of that jet. Clearly, it was successful. You know, we even got with the 737 MAX a retrofitted jet from the 1960s. You know, I wasn't even alive, right? So where I'm going with this is even the Boeing, you know, 787 Dreamliner now dates back 20 years ago. So how disappointing are you in the aviation industry that we have nothing new in development? And I won't count the 777X because that's also a retrofit in many ways. You know, and what do you account for the reason of this lack of innovation where the industry is going dormant?
Yeah, boy, this is the... I guess if I had to put the industry on a couch and be the psychoanalyst, this is exactly the heart of what I discuss, right? Can't we do this one simple thing and come up with a true 757 class route fragmentation machine, which can take people where they want to go across the Atlantic or intra-Asia or Middle East Europe, something between, say, 220 and 240 seats, about 4,000 or 5,000 nautical miles. And Airbus has something that's kind of, sort of there, but just doesn't do a very good job. It's not a 757. the A321neo, LR, and XLR, long production delays. And frankly, it's just not as good at getting to all those points. And Boeing, this is a failure of leadership. And the first thing I hope the new leader comes and does is announce plans for an aircraft in exactly this class. And if someone else joins the industry, someone like Embraer scaling up, or Jet Zero with a new innovative design, somebody, I hope that's exactly the segment of aircraft they target.
All right, if you're just joining us, we are talking with show friend Richard Abulafia. He's one of America's leading aviation analysts and managing director at Aerodynamic Advisory. So I want to talk about Southwest. CEO Bob Jordan is a show friend. We always appreciate when he joins us because our Texas trip was cut short. We didn't have a chance to visit with him. I'm not sure it would have happened anyway this time around since he has an activist investor on his hands looking to oust him. On Thursday, Southwest cut its revenue outlook, citing complexities in adapting its revenue management to current booking patterns. That's only going to ratchet up the pressure from Elliott Investment. They jumped all over this announcement, and I quote, to say further evidence that fundamental leadership change is urgently needed at Southwest. So clearly that means Bob Jordan. How do you see this situation shaking out, and do you have any personal thoughts or analysis on Southwest Airlines?
I'm a little concerned. You know, I think everyone in the aviation industry respects the legacy and heritage of Southwest and all they've accomplished. Having said that, there is the need for change. Should it be aggressive? I really don't think so. I'm a little concerned. Elliott Management, like a lot of other, you know, aggressive private equity funds, tend to do things on a relatively short-term basis, like, wow, you're sitting on cash. We would like some of that. And for a conservative airline that's always played it pretty straight, I'm concerned about the impact. And I'm also concerned that, frankly, Elliott might not be an expert in the aviation industry. You know, they might say, well, we need a premium strategy. You've never had premium seats, have you? Okay, good luck with that. Good luck getting premium seats in this constrained supplied environment. They might not have calculated that. So there's a lot going on, and I'm rather concerned, and I hope Southwest maintains what has made it great.
Yeah, it's such a great point. There's only so many hard changes you can make in the current environment.
Well, listen, that's going to be something that we are going to continue to follow on the show. But, you know, as Mary,
love the airline for who they are.
You summed it up correctly. Exactly right. And let's just say, so Richard, in no real surprise to me, world leaders, they can't agree on something. Exactly. And in this case, it's related to sustainable airline fuels, or SAF. So folks, SAF, sustainable airline fuels. You know, the airline industry, they're working to lower their carbon footprint. Pretty much everyone agrees SAFs are a way forward, as the idea of flying around in battery operated planes, you know, that lacks viability. So the U.S. says crops that could be used for human food or animal feed, so think corn, soy, sugarcane, they're good to be used and even qualify for a tax credit. So that sounds reasonable. The EU, however, says they are not good. They are excluding crops they call feedstock, which would be in that human food or animal feed category. So airlines now, manufacturers, even investors, they're in this weird spot. So this is an issue as starting next year, flights taking off from European airports, they must have at least 2% of sustainable airline fuel in their tanks, and it's going to ramp up in future years. So any thoughts? You know, what are you hearing about this, and how can the U.S. force a solution?
Yeah, this has been an area of concern for some time because, broadly speaking, there are two different flavors of SAFs. One is, as you say, from feedstock, and the other is PDAL, power to liquid, where you just basically take electricity, combine it with water, somehow magically make something that serves as fuel. Either way, it costs more than regular fuel, which means either mandates or subsidies or both aren't necessary to make it happen. So far, the budget for SAFs, I hate to say it, but it's largely come out of the marketing budget for a lot of airlines. In order for it to be scaled up and for these potential new producers to make the kind of investments you're talking about, they need a little more reassurance that you'll have harmonized rules and, of course, the necessary mandates and subsidies and whatever else. And that's far from clear. It's hard to harmonize.
So this week, Skytrax released their latest World Airlines Awards. None of the U.S. airlines made it in the top 20. Delta ranked 21st, United 42nd, Alaska 60, JetBlue 65th, and American 78th. No surprise there since they decided to become a transactional airline last year. So poor showing for U.S. airlines when carriers like Singapore, Emirates, ANA, Cathay Pacific, and others. Why do you think that the airlines outside of the U.S., why do they get it and our airlines don't seem to get it?
Well, you know, when everyone talks about deregulating the industry back in the late 70s, a lot of it didn't apply to domestic routes. We still have, you know, cabotage and whatever. Basically, you can't fly a route between, say, New York and Chicago if you're a foreign carrier, which means the U.S., with the biggest domestic market in the world, it tends to have carriers that are protected. They might compete with each other, but they're not going to compete with a Lufthansa or a, you know, Cathay or a JAL. The other carriers are heavily international, which means they do compete, which means, of course, they've got so much of a greater incentive to provide better service.
Well, it really comes down to
that. Again,
supply and demand, and the market will generally dictate. This takes us back to all of us, to our economic classes, and clearly, in this case, Mayor, and Singapore and Emirates and ANA, as you just said, Cathay Pacific, Qatar, they just are doing things that our airlines are not. Anyway, well, Richard, very nice connecting with you. I cannot believe, you know, July 1st is essentially here. You know, just 2 days. We're going to be on the back nine, to use a golf analogy, for 2024. We do hope you enjoy a good fourth this week, and thanks for your time.
My pleasure. Happy travels to you and your listeners.
Thank you, and enjoy the air show. Take care.
Thank you, Robert and Mary.
Take care.
Have a great fourth. Bye-bye.
All right, there goes Richard. Always nice connecting with him. We covered a lot with him today.
We did cover a lot, yes.
All right, after this quick sponsors break, Rudy's going to check in for the first time this hour. If you want to hear any of our conversation with Richard again, or any segment of the show for that matter, the full broadcast is typically posted by 2 p.m. Eastern Time on Saturday to our website. Mary and I still have a lot to get to with you today. Stay with us, everyone.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back, and you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.
Travel aboard an award-winning Emerald River cruise in Europe or Southeast Asia means sailing through lands brimming with castles and fortresses, captivating winemaking regions, and so many delightful cities, towns, and villages. You'll experience life as a local through included excursions, and on board the ship, everything is included in the affordable price from all your meals, wine, beer, and soft drinks, first-class service with an English-speaking crew, free Wi-Fi, all gratuities, there are bicycles and more. For more info and special show savings, visit emeraldcruises.com or rmworldtravel.com under sponsors. Seaborne ultra-luxury voyages and expeditions, well, they include everything except the stress.
Yes, explore hidden gems and award-winning authentic experiences in legendary cities, connect with new friends in an intimate yacht-like atmosphere with intuitive personalized service that we can attest feels like you're among family.
All suites are oceanfront, so you'll enjoy your own private veranda as part of your home away from home, and be sure to play with the best water toys off the ship's retractable dock on Marina Day.
Plus, there's world-class dining.
Visit seaborne.com to learn more or rmworldtravel.com. Under sponsors.
To connect with the program anytime, visit us online at rmworldtravel.com.
Sometimes we all need a vacation, a celebration to bring us together now. America's number one travel radio show.
Welcome back to your RM World Travel Connection.
Nice to have you in the house. This portion of the program is sponsored by Travel Pro Luggage. Now is a great time to replace your outdated heavy luggage and get what we use when traveling, Travel Pro. Robert and Mary like Travel Pro's Platinum Elite Elegant line of luggage, while I use their Max Light. It's the choice of flight crews and frequent travelers, and for more than two decades, Travel Pro has taken pride in their design innovation and durability when crafting the highest quality luggage for experienced travelers. Travel Pro transformed travel when they created the Rollaboard Wheeled Luggage, and they stand behind all their products with lifetime warranties. So if you're in the market for new luggage, or you know what you're traveling with isn't really the best, get the luggage we have and enjoy, and get yourself some Travel Pro luggage. You can find Travel Pro at Macy's, Kohl's, eBags, most locally owned luggage stores, and elsewhere. Check out TravelPro.com for all their retailers nearest to you, and you can shop their online outlet there as well at TravelPro.com. For a direct link, just go to rmworldtravel.com and look under sponsors. Well, we all have them, even if we only travel once a year just to see relatives. And I'm talking about souvenirs, tchotchkes, those items you can't resist buying that you hope will help you remember a trip. What are some of the strangest souvenirs people collect? What kind of souvenirs should you avoid? To answer those questions and more, let's jump on the Patriot Mobile Show hotline with journalist Serena Tara, who tackled the subject for the website Thrillist.com. Serena, welcome to the show, but before we start, what got you interested in souvenirs as a subject to write about?
Hi, Rudy. Actually, like, I personally love souvenirs. I think they're a great way to remember the places that I've visited. So I just wanted to write about it, and I wanted to see how other people around the world, what they think about them and what they actually collect.
So did you talk to a lot of people or poll a lot of people of what they like to collect?
I had information on what they actually like to collect. I went through so many different forums, like on Reddit as well, where like I find always super useful information about travel.
Right.
And yeah, found out about so many different quirky things that people like to collect.
That is okay. So what do people like to collect generally?
So generally, like you would have anything from like magnets and pins and stuff that, you know, you see around many houses and you've seen before. Mm-hmm. But I have to say, so many people are just super quirky about it, and I love it. I've heard and written about people collecting maps from all their travels. There's one person who actually likes to collect reusable grocery stores, grocery bags from local grocery stores. Yeah. And another person generally said that, like, they want to collect furniture. So every time they go somewhere, they just, mm-hmm. like, buy a piece of furniture to decorate their house, which I think is really cool.
Well, you see things. There are good souvenirs and bad souvenirs. What are the best kind of souvenirs, in your opinion, from your research, and what are the worst?
Yeah, so I would say that honestly, the best kind of souvenirs are anything that is really authentic and that really speaks to your travels and the place that you visited. It doesn't have to be expensive. It can even be silly. But I find that the best way to do this is both by researching what is really authentic in the place. So like trying to like get a hold of some locals before you go there. Mm-hmm. Or also just like being in the moment and finding something that truly speaks to you. So that is like absolutely the best kind to get. The worst kind to get, there's two different types in my opinion. One of them is definitely, you know, the tourist traps, the ones that are super advertised that they want you to buy, that they basically like throw at you, because most times those are not really authentic, that everybody has them and they won't really leave a mark. And the other kind that you really shouldn't get are the ones that are actually protected. And I am talking specifically about natural objects that, like, for example, fans from Sardinian beaches in Italy, which might really get you in trouble and you might actually be fined up to $3,000.
Let's be specific at that. I remember that one in the beaches in Italy. Somebody just took some rocks home or something, and they were stopped by the Italian authorities and fined, right?
Indeed, yeah. So one person tried to carry 90 pounds of sand. I'm not even kidding. It's like 90 pounds of sand through, like, via ferry back to France, and they got caught, and they were fined $3,000, the equivalent of $3,000. You could also face jail time for it, because they're like protected natural elements and you're sort of like messing with the environment. And so, yeah, you will get fined, even if it's just a little shed. Like, another person was fined still like at least $500 for just trying to bring back some shells and some pebbles from beaches. So definitely don't do that.
But there are shell collectors everywhere, Serena, who are taking kids who are taking shells home.
That is absolutely true, but you should always check with the laws of the country you're visiting. So, for example, like in Sardinia specifically, they have had this issue for years where people were trying to smuggle little like pebbles and shells back home, to the point that it actually became a problem, because it was actually messing with the environment and with a natural environment. So they actually created a law to protect this and to prevent this from happening, to the point that now you really simply cannot do it.
They're stealing my beaches. We have 30 seconds left. I guess the opposite of that, all the way to the other end of the spectrum, is folks who love going in souvenir shops and getting keychains with pictures of the local, you know, the Eiffel Tower or magnets, who really like the tchotchkes. The cheesier, the better, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. I feel like I personally also love to get cheesy stuff, and like sometimes souvenirs are like really silly and they just make me laugh every time I see them.
Serena Tara is a journalist. She writes for a number of publications, but in this case, she had written a piece for Thrillist.com. Serena, thanks for stopping in today.
Thank you so much, Rudy.
Take care. We'll be right back.
Connect with America's number one travel radio show as we cover everything and anything in the world of travel by following us at rmworldtravel.com. We'll be right back.
If you love travel but aren't such a fan of travel planning, we say go guided with Colette.
This family-owned company is North America's longest-running tour operator.
They offer tours across all 7 continents with expertly planned trips that blend must-see sights and ample free time in all their destinations.
All tours include a tour manager, terrific accommodations, great meals, transportation, and more.
And they take care of all the details for you, making Colette a travel company you can trust.
So here's what we want you to do. Visit Colette.com for more info and specials, or you can find a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
What's holding you back from learning the language you've always wanted to know?
Too hard.
Takes too long.
Not with Babbel. Babbel's lessons take just 15 minutes a day.
15 minutes isn't long.
Nope. And they're fun.
Fun isn't hard.
Right. Babbel's interactive lessons, podcasts, games, and more make it fun and engaging, so you don't realize you're learning a language, but you are. And Babbel's lessons are built around real life. You can choose from topics like travel, business, relationships, and more. You'll learn what matters most to you. Plus, Babbel's lessons are designed to get you speaking right away. In 3 weeks, you're able to start having conversations.
Just 3 weeks? Even better.
Since Babbel's lessons are designed by language experts and voiced by real native speakers, you'll get the accents just right and be able to carry on conversations with confidence.
Learning a language with Babbel doesn't take long.
And with Babbel, it isn't hard.
It's perfect.
And now, try Babbel free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
Switch to Boost Mobile and get the ultra smooth, ultra powerful iPhone 11 for $49.99.
He didn't start up.
See every angle with dual cameras.
Make it a double.
All on America's largest 5G networks.
Large and in charge, baby.
Get with the power of Boost and get the iPhone 11 for $49.99.
That's half of Benjamin.
Boost Mobile.
Unleash your power.
ID verification required. New customers only at 1 per line. Additional restrictions apply. See BoostMobile.com for details.
Did you know that feeling sluggish or weighed down could be signs that your digestive system isn't working at its best? But taking Metamucil every day can help. Metamucil supports your daily digestive health using a special plant-based fiber called psyllium. Psyllium works by forming a gel in your digestive system to trap and remove the waste that weighs you down. Metamucil's gelling action also helps to promote heart health and slows down sugar absorption to promote healthy blood sugar levels. Start feeling lighter and more energetic by taking Metamucil every day.
The power of travel is the power to create positive impact. Everyone in our audience can have that impact on the people of Israel by helping to support them during this time of need with emergency war relief. Lives are being destroyed by the horrors terrorism has brought, and now world pressures that are impacting people. The atrocities of war and its pain will last for years. To help folks regain hope, rebuild lives, have food and medical supplies to survive, and even help children in schools, visit IsraelNeedsMe.com to make a difference or find a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
Get out the map, get on the road, anywhere you want to go.
To participate in the program, log on anytime to rmworldtravel.com. Once again, this is your RM World Travel Connection.
Welcome back. This segment of the show is sponsored by amac.us/carry. Ready for your next adventure? Well, when you're a member of AMAC, which stands for the Association of Mature American Citizens, you know that the journey matters just as much as the destination. AMAC is the conservative alternative to AARP, with more than 2 million members who love America, and joining means you can unlock a world of exclusive travel benefits as well. We'll soon celebrate the birth of our nation, reflecting on the freedoms of our founding fathers fought for that's so very important. And every day they seem to be under attack. And besides all the great savings you'll receive as an AMAC member of hotels, car rentals, theme parks, shows and events, movies, food and dining, and so much more, they're also dedicated to protecting our American values and defending our rights. Membership is just $16 a year, or you can get the election year special that delivers 4 years for just $30. So whether you're planning your next trip and want to save, or you simply want to be part of helping save America, visit AMAC, AMAC.us, AMAC.us/carry today to join. That's AMAC.us/carry, or you can find the link at RM World Travel by looking under, by looking under sponsors. So we've talked a lot in this show about why travelers travel, but my next guest and his wife set a very high goal. They traveled the globe seeking out, as they put it, legends. Living or long-gone people who did extraordinary things in the places they lived. Tom Tarantino, along with his wife Barbara Scott, have been traveling for 25 years, and their new book is titled Looking for Legends. The subtitle is unusually long, but it spells out the book's theme. Let us take you somewhere you've never been before and introduce you to our friends. So let's pick up the Patriot Mobile Show hotline and connect with Tom Tarantino. Welcome to the show, Tom. You and your wife take us to about 25 places on several continents and focus on one extraordinary person in each destination. Let's see if we can give two examples in the short time we have, beginning with a couple of brave mountain climbers from America who drove to Patagonia at the very tip of South America to climb a mountain or two.
Yes, sir. Well, first of all, you can get to Patagonia by tomorrow night for dinner. Just look at your flight schedule. You take the plane to Buenos Aires, to El Calafate, you get a car, and boom, you're there for dinner. We didn't do it that way. Well, we did it that way, but our two people didn't. Two beach bums from California drove the 16,000 miles down to Patagonia and climbed a mountain that had only been climbed two times before. On the way back, one turned to the other and said, "Hey, you know, I like this outdoor stuff. I think I'll create a clothing company and I'll name it after where we just were." That's right. Patagonia, and Mount Fitzroy is the mountain on its logo.
Oh, my goodness. And the other gentleman had a similar idea, didn't he?
Yes. His name was Tompkins, and he returned the favor to Yvon Chouinard by saying, "Well, you know, I've already created a mountain climbing company, and I named it after the hardest side of the mountain to climb."
And that
the North Face.
North Face.
The North Face.
And they became millionaires, obviously.
Billionaires.
Billionaires, okay.
Tompkins sold his companies and proceeded to buy land, and more land in Chilean, Argentine, Patagonia, and has created 24 parks, saving millions of acres. Now, Mr. Chouinard did the alternative. He created a company to sell sustainable goods and sold a lot of them, and 2 years ago gave the company to a trust and likes to say that now the Earth is the only shareholder of Patagonia.
And so this tells you what this book is about. Tom and his wife would go to these places and find distinctive individuals who either in this case got inspiration from being there or lived there or did something there. We have time. We've only got a minute and a half, Tom. It's very brief. But let's go to the Dolomites in Italy and another world-famous mountain climber who was alive when you met him.
Yes, Reinhold Messner. First, have you ever heard of the 14 8,000ers? And have you ever heard of the Seven Summits?
I didn't know there were seven summits, but we have 50 seconds left, Tom, so it's got to be quick.
He was the first person to climb both the 14 tallest mountains in the world and the seven mountains in the seven continents. He's created six museums in the Dolomites, and they're all worth a trip.
I think this is a fascinating book, because if you like to travel, just open the table of contents and you'll find stories from Luxor in Egypt and Bangkok in Thailand, and Kathmandu in Nepal and Norway and Chile and Russia and Crete and obviously Argentina and Jordan, all kinds of stories of places and people. It's a great way to travel to a specific place to see a specific thing, because each place has an individual story like those two stories. Written by Tom Tarantino and his wife, Barbara Scott. And you can find more details where, Tom?
www.lookingforlegends.com.
Thanks so much for joining us. We'll be right back.
Join the Travel Trio by accessing the show anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. We'll be right back. Stay connected with us anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
Thanks to all of you out there for spending the past hour and 52 minutes with us. These next 7 minutes of the show, they're going to have us looking for ways to help you save some money when you travel, and we're sponsored by simplysafe.com/carry.
There's no safe like Simply Safe, and whether you're traveling somewhere near or far, have peace of mind that your home or even your small business is always being looked after.
They have everything you need to make your place safe, folks. It's all monitored 24/7 by security professionals. It costs less than $1. $1 a day. So go to simplysafe.com/carry. You're going to save 20% as a show fan today, or find a link at rmworldtravel.com. Look under sponsors.
Okay, you likely know Experian as a company that can help you check and protect your credit, but they also offer info from all the data they collect that can help you save money and make the most of your travels financially. Christina Roman, the Consumer Education and Advocacy Manager for the company, is with us now, and she joins us on the Patriot Mobile Show Hotline.
Well, she does indeed, Mary. Welcome to the big show, Christina.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, great having you here with us this morning. You know, since our time is short, I want to begin getting into some of the highlights of the Experian survey that was just released. We all know inflation is high, rising costs are real. That's not going to change anytime soon at this point. Mary and I just left Dallas where gas was $2.99 a gallon at the airport. We arrived here back in the New York area. It was $4.99 a gallon. So what did your road tripper survey tell you about their concerns?
Yes, so we recently did a consumer survey to understand how inflation is impacting summer vacation plans, and we found that 71% of consumers feel as though it is impacting them, with consumers planning to spend an average of $1,000 on upcoming trips. And as you mentioned, gas can be pricey depending on where you are, but gas and accommodations were the highest expenses that they planned to spend on their trip.
So let's expand a little bit more. I do want to get to the ridiculous increases in car insurance. But before we get into that, besides gas, which is clearly that's the number one expense, it looks like, on this survey reported that people are concerned about and where their money is going to go. And what are some of the other? Can you just highlight some of the other spends that people are concerned about?
Yes. So they are concerned about cost of food, cost of accommodation, so where are they going to stay, experiences that they're going to have while they're out there, because all of these things are factors in a road trip. And then also they have to think about their maintenance on their cars as they're planning for a road trip. So you want to make sure that your car is well maintained, mm-hmm. so that way you don't have any interruptions when you're on your vacation that can really derail your budget.
Well, it's not only that, and I would also hope that folks have a good, solid plan B in place, because we all know when you're out there road tripping or any type of travel,
you need a plan B.
You never know when something, exactly right. So, and that's going to drive your budget up. So, you know, last week, Mary shared some of AAA's expectations for summer road tripping. They're predicting an additional 2.8 million travelers on the roads this upcoming July 4th week. You know, so people, they're clearly still out there driving. We see that. But they're doing it with much higher car insurance rates. I know my mother is livid. She called me about a week or two ago. She's been the increase that she just received. You know, I tried to talk her off the ledge with that a little bit. But, you know, and many others listening right now, they're probably having the same issue that's going on. So thoughts on that, Christina?
Absolutely. You know, the cost of insurance has gone up 20% due to inflation. And so it's understandable how consumers can be concerned about this. But the good thing about that is you can shop around for car insurance. And your policy typically renews every 6 months, or depending on what your payment plan is. So you can always shop for a lower option at Experian. We try to make that easy through our Experian insurance marketplace, but you don't have to feel tied down to that cost. If you get that bump up on your next policy renewal date, maybe it's time to start looking for a different option for you at the comparable coverage that you have.
Well, I think that that's important, mm-hmm. obviously. Listen, shop around. Yeah. You may need to change deductible. But one of the reasons this is going on is because of the more EVs in the fleet, the technology that are on so many of our vehicles, if cars are damaged, to repair that. You know, pandemic, prices went down actually a little bit because people were driving less. You know, we've got the inflation issues. There's big losses for the insurers with wild weather that's out there, plus government regulations that are requiring the repair shops and so more. So there's so much going into it, but shop around, as you just said. I mean, that's one way to get to certainly save some money.
Yeah. So I want to talk to you a little bit about Experian in general. As I mentioned in your setup, I think most people listening associate Experian with credit checks, but you do have a tremendous amount of content in various sectors, including travel. A lot of it's free for consumers. Just talk a little bit about what you offer to help folks save money and so they can spend it on their travels.
Yes, absolutely. You know, we believe in looking at the holistic view of a consumer and helping them to manage their overall financial health. So we try to provide so many resources for consumers, whether it's our Ask Experian blog, which I think you're referencing here. Mm-hmm. We have a variety of articles touching on many different aspects of life, whether it's credit, whether it's travel, whether it's making a major purchase. We want to empower consumers with as much information as we can to help them navigate their financial health and to help them manage it better. And so we've created a variety of tools for them to do this, whether it's free credit monitoring and credit education through our blogs and our resources that we have available through our app. We have bill negotiation services to help them lower their monthly bill subscriptions. And now we have our auto and home insurance, our Experian Insurance Marketplace to help consumers discover ways that they can save on their policy.
Well, Christina, listen, Experian.com is where we want folks to go to get that information. We appreciate the check-in today, and we hope that you enjoy the fourth, the holiday that's ahead, okay?
Thank you. Same to you.
Thanks, Christina. Take care.
Thank you. You too.
All right, well, there we go with Christina. Now, folks, Mary and I, Rudy, RJ, Bobby, and our entire show team wish all of you a happy Independence Day this week. Next week's show is going to be an encore presentation for the July 4th holiday. So that means until we return again live on Saturday, July 13th, starting at 10 a.m. Eastern Time, special thanks to all of our guests who appear on the show today with Mary and me and Rudy. Thanks to our show team, network affiliates, and our sponsors. And thanks to all of you out there who helped make what we do America's number one travel radio show. Wherever you may be headed this week, safe travels, enjoy, and have a great 4th, everyone.
You've been listening to award-winning RM World Travel, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.